July 26, 1 Kings 19, 1-8, overwhelmed by discouragement. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." 1 Kings 19, 4. It would seem that after showing courage so undaunted, after triumphing so completely over king and priests and people, Elijah could never afterward have given way to despondency, nor been awed into timidity, but he who had been blessed with so many evidences of God's loving care was not above the frailties of mankind, and in this dark hour his faith and courage forsook him. Had he remained where he was, had he made God his refuge and strength, standing steadfast for the truth, he would have been shielded from harm. The Lord would have given him another signal victory by sending his judgments on Jezebel. Into the experience of all there come times of keen disappointment and utter discouragement, days when sorrow is the portion, and it is hard to believe that God is still the kind benefactor of his earth-born children. Days when troubles harass the soul till death seems preferable to life. It is then that many lose their hold on God. Could we at such times discern with spiritual insight the meaning of God's providences, we should see angels seeking to save us from ourselves, striving to plant our feet upon a foundation more firm than the everlasting hills, and new faith, new life would spring into being. For the disheartened, there is a sure remedy: faith, prayer, work. Faith and activity will impart assurance and satisfaction that will increase day by day. In the darkest days, when appearances seem most forbidding, fear not, have faith in God. He knows your need. He has all power. His infinite love and compassion never weary, and he will bestow upon his faithful servants a measure of efficiency that their need demands. Did God forsake Elijah in his hour of trial? Oh, no. He loved his servant no less when Elijah felt himself forsaken of God and man than when, in answer to his prayer, fire flashed from heaven and illuminated the mountaintop.